What? Oh, frame looks a lot funny, doesn't it?
Got a lot of wall.
There's a lot of wall. Should I sort out the wall?
Go on.
Wall time.
Yeah. How's that, champ?
That's better.
We look perfectly positioned. Cinematography awards for us, huh?
Well.
What do you reckon? Oscars? Emmys?
What do they do for podcasts? Yeah. Potties.
The potties for West Coast, West Auckland podcasts about rugby that have more short shit talk than rugby. Is there a category for that?
I think if there is, we'd probably clean up.
Yeah, it would be. there might be someone who would pick us. What's going on with your bloody cord? It's an absolute. It's cable all part of the composition. What have you done with it?
Cable. Cable management, no good.
Yeah, terrible, in fact. It's all part of the composition of the frame.
Is it?
Just put it like that.
Hold on.
There we go. What on earth is... Look how simple this one is. Look at that.
Yeah, but I got more cable to deal with because you're at distance.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep.
Well, Mark, we're here again. And
we're a day late.
And a buck short. And we missed last week. So you might be feeling, where are these guys?
Or maybe have they just decided to... Just give up.
Things are going very odd. Tony put out a video.
I know. And Tony's pivoting away from podcasting. Yeah. And he's getting himself back on the horse.
Yes. Made a one piece video. So you guys can expect another video in another 9 to 18 months. So look forward to that. No, I'm going to make more content.
There you go. He said it.
Will I do it? Who knows? But... Speaking of, let's talk about the... I want to give that a plug in a second, but before we do that... What the fuck is this? We're drinking Hawke's Bay Lager beer. And look, we don't usually get into sponsor chat immediately, but the chat is really around the beer itself.
Exactly.
Never tried this beer.
This is a rugby-themed beer from our man Jimmy.
The great people of the Hawke's Bay drink this in the stands of McLean Park.
That's right.
They enjoy this, and look, I'm more of a Bay of Plenty guy. I really am.
That's the wrong bay.
Yeah, they're the bay. That's where my, you know, family is from.
Well,
that's where the batch is, you know, in the Western Bay of Plenty.
That's right, la-di-da. I forgot you guys had a friggin' batch. Well, excuse me.
That's where we spend all our summers all the time growing up. Yeah. That's where my mum spent it. My mum's from the Thames Valley.
Batch.
It's okay. It's nice. It's like a so seriously batchy batch. It's not like one of these new builds. Like you can get sand everywhere. It's old furniture. It's super batchy.
I think my dad's parents actually had a batch.
Yeah.
Until my grandfather passed away when my dad was like 15 or something, and then they had to sell everything up.
And the batch was led to them by
batch is a uniquely New Zealand word. It's like a holiday home,
and it's meant to be traditionally our batch is a real traditional batch, nothing flash, just a place near the sea
to stay when you're on holiday.
But people have been making them more and more flash. Okay, let's try this. We've got 168 cans of this stuff to get through, so hopefully it's good. Let's go.
Cheers, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, that's a beer.
Yeah, it definitely tastes like alcohol. Yeah, that's a beer.
I think it's all right.
Yeah. It's got kind of a Leon Rouge sort of quality to it.
I don't know what that means.
Lion Red.
I don't know if I would say Leon Rouge.
Leon Rouge? Does it not taste like a Leon Rouge to you?
It just tastes like a beer.
Yeah.
Well, this is the official beer of Hawke's Bay Rugby Football Union.
I'm pretty sure it's Lion Red in a Hawke's Bay can. That's my pick.
Nah.
What is it, Lion Breweries?
No, it's made by an independent brewer down in the Hawke's Bay.
Okay, all right, I take that back. I've probably offended them. Three Wise Birds.
Yeah, that's the one.
.co.nz.
Yeah. Jimmy bought us this beer.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's
as
very
our kind.
Kind
of beer sponsor. Yeah. He doesn't have a company to plug.
We're just drinking Hawke's Bay beer.
He just said he loves the Hawke's Bay. He loves the Bay.
Go the Bay.
He loves the NPC.
So we've got to try and talk some NPC.
Once the season starts.
We'll have a keen interest. Like you, Jimmy, you can be the supporter of the Hawke's Bay.
Yep.
I'll drink your beer, but I will be supporting Bay of Plenty.
I didn't know that he was such a Bay of Plenty man. I did ask him about the song, but I don't think he's keen.
Yeah, you can stick your song up your ass. No, what's the song? I do like a little sing song.
Oh, how's it go? It's on YouTube.
that is absolutely fine. That's your decision. Mark, would you like to add, or would you like to dig me further into this hole that I've dug myself into?
Just do your thing, people. Yeah, as long as you're consenting adults above the age of whatever, 18.
All right.
Then happy days, as long as everyone's happy and consenting.
And this is the sort of life advice you get from...
2 cents gets distracted.
A rugby podcast.
Up the Arse podcast.
It's an Up the Arse podcast. Because the kids from the Hawke's Bay... the Hawke's Bay is full of great people.
Jimmy's
great,
bought great us wine. 2 friggin' boxes of this stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot of it to get through.
So... yeah, we're going to be drinking this beer for quite some time.
We might intersperse it with other beers.
I won't close the door on other potential beer sponsors because we have enough Hawke's Bay beer to last us for a long, long time.
Yeah, thank you. That's very generous.
So if you are a business person wanting to get your business exposed, or if you just wanted to buy us some friggin' random beers,
because generally
send me an email.
Generally the way it works.
That's how Jimmy did it. He sent me an email. He said, I want to buy you some beers. He sent me some money, and I spent that money on 2 boxes
Jimmy's,
of these beers.
Jimmy's one is slightly different. So just to part the kimono slightly, usually right. We say we want some beer money, but we actually want some money and that we spend a portion of it on beers, generally. And the other part of it, we put in the old back pocketino.
Yeah.
You know?
Most of it still goes towards beer. Yeah, there's not that much left over. Not that we're much not over. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like once every few weeks, you throw me a few shekels and I go, oh, hello.
Yeah. I literally give him $20 that I got from the ATM on the way here. I'm like, here's your cut.
Yeah, it's great.
Don't spend all in one place.
But this is all just straight beer money. But it's not really a sponsorship. It's just... thank you for beer money. Thank you for buying us some beers.
Yes.
My mate Aaron said he wanted to buy some beers.
That's right. You have a mate with a girl's name.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
I'll sit you sit you next to him at the wedding.
How's I'm that? Sure he's had more shit given to him about his name than
I could possibly he's imagine. Quite a, he can be quite a prickly character. So if you're going to give him...
oh, I wouldn't.
You would?
No.
No, he likes a laugh, but if you're going to give him shit, he's going to give it back to you.
Yeah, for sure, I would expect that.
With, you know, and he had brothers and stuff, so he's quite prepared to give it back to you. Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
He's probably been given more shit than I could ever imagine.
Maybe that's why it's made him as cantankerous as he is.
There you go.
You cantankerous old bastard, Aaron. He's a beautiful man, heart of gold.
I've never met a man named Aaron.
Well, you might.
There was a girl in my intermediate named Aaron.
I went to...
she was killed in a car crash.
Well, it's a fucking cherry story. Sorry, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, hit by a motorbike.
Really?
Yeah. The driver was okay. The girl passed away. The guy was evading police, I believe.
This is 2 cents gets distracted.
A depressing.
A really fucking morbid, depressing podcast.
I drove down from Pai here today, and remarkably, there was no incidents on the road. So thank you to all the drivers for being good.
Yeah. So you went down through Pai here. Did you get any oysters? And there's some good spots to get oysters on the way back down from Pai here.
I did spot the sign that said oysters and I drove on by.
Oh, really good oysters there.
Not big on shellfish.
Did you go anywhere else in up north? Straight through Whangarei?
Oh, we stopped on Whangarei both times.
Yeah. Picked up some Macca's maybe?
We did stop at Macca's because someone in the car, there was me, my wife, my 2 kids, and my 2 in-laws all in the car.
Holy fuck, Knuckle.
Exactly.
She's a busy car.
As we were driving, one of them
spewed.
Asked to use the toilet. So we stopped in Whangarei to take a shit.
You all took a shit together?
No, I didn't take a shit. One person in the car, who I will keep anonymous, decided to take a shit. We weren't planning to stop there, but we did.
Why did it have to be announced that it was one of your children?
I will not divulge the identity. So it was one of your...
okay, all right. I've got more questions.
Okay.
Okay, so if it's one of your children, okay. Oh, yeah, you need to go for a poo? Okay, cool. You know, but I feel like the way you're telling the story, it's one of your parents-in-law. That's the way I feel. I think I'm right. And why wouldn't they just say, I need to use the loo? Why did you know that it was a shit?
It was a shit.
How do you know that? Did you ask?
I knew.
You were like... because they bombed the car out? They were like, were they like stinking it out? Like big time, no. Like fucking some, there was a brass section in the back seat.
No, we had just been, we had been to the toilets not that long before, but.
Oh, everyone had taken a tinkle and they were like.
Actually, wait a minute.
I've got a number 2 brewer that came out of nowhere. I've got to get this sorted.
Yep.
Hands up.
There we go.
Sounds fun. So then everybody had to discuss the shit?
Yeah, everybody had a good discussion about the shit.
Yeah. Sometimes you come across those families that are a little bit too open with discussing bodily functions.
Mm.
And, you know, I was never part of one. Like, we're pretty crass, rude people a lot of the time.
I've noticed,
Irish Catholics. But I don't really... When I go to someone's house and they seem like nice people, and then they're like, is everyone pooed? Oh, Sarah, how is your constipation going? And they'll ask you sort of question that's like, can we just make dick jokes? Like, this is too much for me.
We had a couple of days up north.
Yes, good times.
It was funny watching my kids watch TV.
What?
Oh, because they've never watched. We stayed in a pretty cheap motel, which does not have any like smart TV, and there was no Sky TV, which is the cable or whatever.
Yeah, right. And you need a bit of.
It was just like TV One through whatever, however many channels there are, and watching them like being like, I can't pause this shit, and then like. Like, the ads are on, go take a shit now, like, quickly, while the ads are on. Or like, this is boring, I don't want to watch this. And then seeing them get sucked into, like, reality TV, because they're watching Lego Masters. They're like, this is boring, but I kind of want to see what happens at the end.
Oh, and they've just put an ad break right at the bit where I want to see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, bastards. Welcome to our world.
I felt like an old man, because I was like, well, when I was a kid, we couldn't choose what was on TV.
And
we
had to around before the internet.
Take a shit during the ad breaks.
Remember, it's such a novel idea. Computers that can talk to each other, you know?
We're old.
And now we've got AI. Maybe we could just have two AI versions of ourselves that would record this podcast. Probably be in about 3 or 4 weeks that we'll be able to do that. One little thing I want to share with you. I've had some terrible news over the weekend. A terrible discovery. Absolutely ghastly discovery. I am aging. And the way I found this out was... See this can, right? I was trying to look at a menu and things, so I can't really. I have to kind of focus and get a thing on. And then I was trying to look at my phone, and my mate who was with me watching the game. I played golf with him. He's 50. He's a real old fucker. And he was like, "Put these on, some reading glasses," and it just went bang.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh no."
Yeah, I struggle with really small fonts as well.
So now I've got reading glasses.
Yeah.
You've got actual eye issues.
I've got actual eye issues since I was 5 years old.
Yeah. So you're like legit four eyes. No offense, you pull them off. But yeah, now I need, when I read, I've got these freaking shitty pharmacy cheap reading glasses. I don't need the expensive ones.
Yep.
1.25s at the moment.
There you go.
Do you have reading glasses as well as those glasses?
Oh, I do have two different prescriptions because I'm also getting old. I used to just have one.
Yeah.
And now I've got one for like computer stuff and one for just everyday stuff.
Right. Is that your everyday stuff?
Yep.
And are you short-sighted, long-sighted?
I am short-sighted. I see stuff better close up. I can't see far away stuff gets
blurry.
But
now your eyes are getting old. You're not even going to be able to see stuff.
I thought like, maybe because I'm getting old, it'll equal it. No, it just makes it worse. It just gets doubly bad.
It's a weird thing because you can vouch for this. I'm not good at much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at much.
But you've always had good eyes.
Yeah, I've always been that guy. I've been like, can you see like that sign like 500 meters away? Yeah, it says Dave's Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
Get a free
those days are gone.
Scoop of battered oysters. And then, and people are like, how do you read that? I was like,
just got good eyes.
Just got good eyes. And so that is just.
You're like the hot girl who's getting old. She's just realized that she's getting old.
I can't. Yeah, this is just. I can still read it. I just thought I didn't even realize it was getting bad.
Yeah.
I was noticing I was doing this a little bit, but just the moment I put those on, it just went bing bing into focus. I was like, oh god.
Yeah.
And everyone says that, like, once you turn 40, it's just
all downhill.
Something just happens, your eyes just go to shit.
Genuinely true. The last time I saw the optometrist, I was like, oh, I'm looking at the computer, I keep getting sore eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, when I used to work at the uni, they used to give me these, because I was always looking at the screen, they used to give me these eye exercises to do, like, look at something close, look at something far, look at something close, look at something far, and it, like, relaxes your eye muscle.
Yeah.
And the guy was just like, oh, yeah, that's, when you're a bit younger, you can get away with that, but now, you'll need these.
Far out. Yeah. No. Oh, well. Age, it doesn't wait for us. We will all die. What we were saying before, I have released a video. Please go watch it.
Yes.
It's about really,
the Lions.
It's about the Lions and the psychology of the Lions of uniting those four teams. I do want to make some more videos, and yeah, they're going to take a more, slightly more psychological, I don't know if anyone expected that from me.
No, there's a few people saying I didn't expect that in the comments, because I watched your video and read the comments and gave it a like and watched it all the way to the end and stuff. Not like this, watch 20 seconds of it and then abandon ship. Like some other guy.
Fuck off. They're on every week. I watch on one of my devices. It plays the whole thing.
Oh, I wonder who does that.
Every fucking week.
Now, Tony, there's a shitload of rugby to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, a bit of Uncle Roger there, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go watch my video. Ask Munges, my great people, wonderful people. And subscribe. I need to get my subscribe numbers up again.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to get 100K. That'd be nice.
Yeah. You know how I celebrated getting over 8,000 subscribers?
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't put out any content for a while. They just slightly start to tank down. And I got down to 8,002. And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm going to drop 8,000.
After celebrating it. Okay, yes, rugby. Let's talk about
it. Can I put it out there that the rugby championship teams at the weekend, despite the fact that three out of the four of the teams won, a little bit underwhelming.
Indeed, greatly so. Well, is it first up Rust? That explains a lot, but also they every game, it was a good game for the underdog. A great game to be a neutral, a great weekend to be a neutral, but also a really shitty weekend to like refereeing and TMO. Well, if you like TMO, it was a great weekend.
This is true.
But it was so many of those games that should have been really, really enjoyable were just so hard to get into because the TMO was making me want to rip my own nuts out and then also rip out my eyeballs and then insert my testicles into the slots where my eyeballs were. That's how the TMO was making me feel this weekend.
Got nuts for eyes.
Look at that. See him and you'd be like, there's something off about that guy. Just can't put my finger on it. I'm going to go and punch him. Oh, my nuts. Oh, you never understand how much this hurts. Sorry.
Can we lead with the All Blacks in France?
That's so dumb.
Is the New Zealand rugby media a little bit egg on its face at this point after just like doubling down constantly on the disrespect and like embarrassment? Stop inviting them if they're not going to send their best players. Like, they dug this hole. They gave the All Blacks so much pressure.
Yeah, and I think if anything, they would have added, like, if you're a French coach, like, you don't need to do a team talk. Just put the Sunday Star Times.
Justin Marshall's quotes.
Just on the wall, just saying, why are they here? So disrespectful. And they certainly played like a team that had something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the French were outstanding. I thought the actual game was actually felt like a high quality game in a lot of ways. It was against the French B team. Oh, no, French C team, essentially.
Yeah.
It showed to me the level of depth in the in France. Showed to me the quality of the top 14 in a lot of ways, and it showed to me why French and New Zealand rugby games often produce some of the best stylistic rugby in the world. Because the two teams that can actually produce the types of magic that other teams just can't. Well, they just can't regularly. Mm. You know, like that's our bread and butter is Le Magic.
Da-dum. There you go.
Yeah.
Last time France sent a B team here in 2018, it wasn't quite as B team or C team look as this team was.
No.
For game one, we pumped them.
Yeah.
We pumped them like 50-odd points. Game two was similar to this one in that it was a bit closer than expected.
The All Blacks still won. it could have been a boil over at a couple of occasions. Like at halftime, I felt kind of comfortable. We were down 10-0.
Yeah, we were down 10-0.
Yeah.
But we had three disallowed tries in that
Ben's
game.
Not bad. He's grown on me, by the way. Thank you, Jim. Jimmy Jim. Jimmy Johns. We are the boys from the Hawks Bay. What's the song, buddy?
I'll show it to you after. You can prep it for next week. Get your guitar out.
Like song from Deliverance.
I've still never seen that movie.
Even you seen the banjo battle?
No.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Still, I heard about it from my friends at school, and I was like, I don't think I want to watch that.
It's set in Appalachia, isn't it?
I don't know. It's about hillbillies.
I read a book about Appalachia the other day. funny old place. A lot of behavioural that's related to their cultural past.
So we won.
It goes back to the UK. Anyway, go, yes, we won.
There's a lot of tries. I'm trying to remember what they were. Proctor's won.
Proctor's one where it looked like a try every day of the week, but if you slowed it down so much, you just had to turn it over, but just fucking, it's a try every day of the week. And then the one where Tulsi breathed on a guy who was nowhere near Bowden Barrett. That was dumb. And then there was...
Knock on in the build-up by and there was a knock Newell, on the, Fletcher Newell.
Yeah, knock on in the build-up, which was just...
More legit.
More legit than anything else. And that would have been... Will Jordan's third.
So if we get those three disallowed tries, this is maybe looking like All Blacks against the French B team.
Maybe, but we didn't. And we had so many opportunities and they just defended so well.
They defended very well.
Incredible. Like, you can't take anything away from them. They just played, I don't want to say they played above themselves. I don't know enough about them, but they were just so phenomenal the way they turned up. Zogba or whatever his name is.
Ati Zogba, the fullback.
Zogba, freak. Freak, yep. How's he not? Is he not the...
He's like... He's one of the legit B team guys in that if either Penno or Bielbiere is out, they usually put him on the wing. So he is probably next cab off the rank.
It's a hard little back three unit to crack. And Ramos is floating around as well.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
And Ramos has got that big boot.
That's it.
But no, he seems world. He seems like a world.
Very good player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas our defense looked a little bit.
But like paper mache, just folded in on itself. Yeah. Whenever they started the second half, we were going tick for tat on tries, and every time they got down there, they just sort of went over pretty easily. I was like, why can't we have that Crusaders defense?
Yeah.
Can we just import that?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
There's a few Crusaders players in the lineup, so.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you really can't take anything away from the French. I thought once we went down 10-0, I was then sitting there feeling very squirmy in the butt. Quite puckered, in fact. It was shrinking. And would you feel this way? Your nether
we
regions.
We often go down early, and I think we should.
What about the bedroom? Are we talking about the bedroom?
Then we usually come back.
Yes, 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 yes. We usually go down, but then there's usually come on a back.
We usually go down early, and then we come back. That's usually what happens.
Well, I feel very silly today. I apologize.
There you go.
I'm really struggling. All things are pure to the pure, Tony. But I felt like they actually going down 10-0. We actually started to play some really lovely rugby. Like the interplay of passes, the handling, the speed at which we were playing. We saw a glimpse of what Razor's trying to do, and it looks really, really pretty. Can I tell you my one concern about it?
Tell me your one concern about
it. We were trying to do it for the first maybe 4.5 minutes of the game or something like that. And a lot of it, when you're going up against a fresh team, it happens behind the gain line.
Right.
And it seems to be just a lot of tippy-tappy interplay passes behind the gain line, and we just can't get front football.
Yep.
Our forwards can't get in behind the breakdown. We concede penalties, and then we give away territory.
Mm.
So I really feel like we've got to get ourselves, you know, into the game before we're able to, like...
Okay.
Earn the right to play like that, but they weren't able to maintain it for extended periods, because there were times where it would just look like we're just running these guys off their feet.
Yeah,
right? we're just gonna. They're gonna.
Felt like it was gonna come.
Yeah,
I'm just doubling down. Goodness me, it did feel like something was gonna happen. I don't do this on purpose.
It's good. It's always good to feel like you're going to come. I'm going to come. Oh, stop. The French made it stop, though. They pulled us out.
They did. They teased us.
Yeah, exactly. It's so dumb. Award for the dumbest podcast.
Oh, Sevi Reese got injured early.
Yeah,
D-Mac had to come on real early.
Yeah, within the first minute. It wasn't good. Obviously, you're not a Sevi Reese fan.
No.
He's done some bad things personally, but it was not good from an All Black perspective. And also, it's not good for anyone to get a head injury.
This is true.
He's out for a week.
Yeah.
What was the reason Caleb wasn't in the picture at all?
Yeah, he just wasn't selected. Ooh. So they wanted to go with something a bit different.
So Caleb next week?
Maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah, I felt like the aerial battle was also a real worry.
Fuck, I hate the aerial battle.
Because honestly, someone mentioned it in the comments as well. In the Six Nations, one of the areas where France at times has looked quite vulnerable is in the air. Under the high balls.
Yeah.
And they made us look like shit in that area. So like
I don't think any of us were good. Like they're quite small men. Well, Rico hasn't been taking high balls for yonks.
Mm.
Damien is not a big man. And Will Jordan's strength is in his running game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, yeah. And I just feel like I know it's a massive part of the game, but I'm not a huge fan of the tactic. I know it's effective, but it's high ball lottery. You saw it all weekend. They go up and people aren't even fucking going up to catch the ball. They just go up and they just throw a hand just to, almost just like in front of the people's eyes. And they're like, oh,
yeah.
You know, it's just a disturb and distract. Get
something on it, make it go backwards. That's all you need to do.
No one has any idea where it's actually going to go. And it's not a precise skill. It's not entertaining to watch. It encourages fucking aerial ping pong. Not a fan. It's part of the game though, so suck a dick. It is what it is.
We looked not great in that area.
No, we looked like shit. Yeah.
Agreed. So what do you do if you raise it next week? Caleb's
They use the pool noodles. Have you seen this?
No.
So they, in training, they go off and they put high balls up, and then one of the trainers will sit there with pool noodles when they're going up for it and trying to put it in their eyes and slap it away. So sort of pool noodles are sort of meant to replicate.
Like an arm flailing.
Yeah, an arm flailing around.
Interesting.
The old pool noodles.
Didn't work.
Yeah, the pool noodles maybe find a couple of logs or something to smack people over the head with.
Mm. How do you think week two goes? Because I feel like the All Blacks will play better than we did in game one. I feel like we dropped more balls this game than we will in game two. I feel like we will look sharper than we did in game two. You could argue the same is true for the French, but I feel like
maybe
the All Blacks can step it up higher.
Yeah.
There's more potential ceiling to go there.
Yeah, because we saw those glimpses at it. But
yeah,
people are giving the ABs a hard time. And the first game of the season, I know it's cliche, but there is rust and all that sort of stuff getting together. And that French team fucking played really, really well. Like, I didn't really think that we played badly. No, like, played that badly. I know we weren't playing elite rugby. Like, we're not going to, you know, beat the Springboks at Eden Park with a game of that quality. Mm. But, like, how much did you put it down, just to reflect on the game for one more moment, but how much did you put it down to the All Blacks playing badly or the French just playing really well?
I honestly think it's a bit of an on-the-fence answer, but it's a bit of column A and it's a bit of column B. I feel like if the All Blacks play a bit more to their potential next week and the French still play at the same level, then I think, yeah, we win it by more than, like, 10 points.
Yeah.
I feel like they've got that. Like, I know the French would be better for having had this test as well. A lot of these guys, this was either their test debut or second or third game or something, but I feel like the All Blacks are going to be better than that.
Yeah. Kieran Reid predicted us 20-plus before the game started.
A lot of people predicted us 20-plus. Yeah. The amount of people that were telling me, I saw this coming. Most people didn't see four points coming.
Well, I had this pessimistic feeling of like, oh, fuck, we're talking up our chances.
Yeah.
And my head was like, well, surely, part of me was thinking, well, it's a C team. It's the fucking All Blacks in New Zealand.
Yep.
By rights on paper, we should towel them up.
Yeah.
But this is just the sort of game where you can look like a complete fuckwit.
I think the bookies had it by like 20-odd, like Kieran Reid said.
Yeah.
I was thinking 10.
Yeah.
And 10. If we get one of those tries, then that's about right.
And they were within a try of winning.
Mm.
Last gasp try. The French had done it to us before.
Mm.
Try from the end of the world, 1994. Last time we lost at Eden Park.
Next match is in Wellington where we're a bit shit.
We're dog shit. I was in the last game we lost. We played there and we lost.
Against Argentina?
Argentina. Mm. Yeah. Really put a poo on the night, that one. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
See how you go, France.
Good on you, France. Really enjoyable. It was a pretty good game.
Makes for a tasty game, too.
Yeah, I think I think that we should do it a little bit more comfortably, though.
I think so, too. But we've been known to be proved wrong in the past.
I have never been wrong on...
2 cents gets distracted.
A podcast where Tony's never wrong.
The Box played.
Yeah, I saw this.
It was kind of an Italy B team.
And the Italy B team, can I just get serious boner town on you for a second?
Go on.
One of the sexiest things, that I fucking hate scrums.
Mauls?
I don't like mauls. But boy, oh boy, there's nothing better than the fucking bomb squad coming out to their own
fireworks. Fucking
fireworks. And in one of the first plays they get against the world-acclaimed bomb squad is, I don't think I've seen a mall try from a longer distance.
Against the Box. It's against really rare. Against the
Box. I don't think I've ever seen a mall try from the 22.
Oh, it's happened. It's happened, but...
Mall try from the 22 against the bomb squad. Oh, take me to midnight. Oh, jeez Louise.
It's an interesting one. It's
a very sexual episode, this.
I like monitoring mall stats.
Yeah.
Like, there's not actual mall stats kept about
stuff,
right? But I keep them myself. I watch the highlights of every game, and I make notes of how many mall tries did a team score, and how many mall tries did a team concede.
Or defend? Do you keep a defense?
No, threat? Not defended. Just scored and conceded. Because like, there's a trend there. Like, some teams opt for mall tries, and some teams are vulnerable to conceding mall tries. Yeah. In the Six Nations, I don't think France scored as France. Italy. I don't think Italy scored a single mall try.
Well, they just needed an inferior opponent to do it.
And I think they conceded like 5. So that tells me they're not really a powerhouse mall side.
Yeah.
And they tend to play, if you look at the pack weights, they tend to be easily the lightest pack in Tier 1 rugby.
Yeah.
But they fucking mauled it from
the 22.
Against the Box. That was unbelievable.
Wow. Box fans. The reason such boner town material for me is because you've had such a dominant forward pack. You have to do a disclaimer for them or else they get very upset. You have very dominant forward pack, which has been world renowned and fucking making me eat my own ass for the last 8 years.
Something like that.
You're our greatest rival, and I really like seeing you lose because you're our greatest rival. There you go. It's a sign of respect, but you suck at defending malls. They can only come from one thing. You must really suck shit at defending malls if you can't defend a mall from your own 22. That's a joke. They obviously don't suck at defending malls.
One time.
It was beautiful though, wasn't it?
It was
amazing.
I got quite excited about it.
Yeah, so did I. Like, I've never been that excited about a mall in my life.
Exactly. It just doesn't happen. I was like deer in the headlights, like, oh. What's happening?
Just kept on going.
Yeah, exactly. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? Don't look at me like that.
What is that erection doing? My parents are in the room.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why we had to stop at McDonald's.
Still thinking about that mall. Yeah, no. But
anybody who skipped the bullshit chat has no idea what that was about.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Other than that, though, I thought the big difference in that game was the scrum. It's just such a weapon. Mm. Like, they were just able to. We're talking about, you obviously don't have a shit forward pack.
Yeah.
They were an incredible forward pack, and they were just folding them like they were paper mache for most of that game. Yeah. Like, it was, and it's like.
First half was pretty dominant as well. It's just the second half where the Italians had their weak comeback. They won the second half.
It's fucking. I thought of a rule that would really piss off scrum lovers over the weekend.
Okay.
But it's basically they've got penalties on demand, don't they?
Right.
Yeah. Anytime there's a scrum, like there was one point where the referee got in the way.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, oh sorry, that was my fault.
And then the Italians conceded a penalty.
And they considered a penalty, and I was like, it's not even it's not a knock on or anything. You just give it, like, it's a restart of it. It's meant to restart play.
Yeah, but you just gave them a penalty.
You're just giving them a restart. You're just giving them an advantageous position in the most powerful part of their game. Like,
yeah,
they should say, "Do you want a free kick or a scrum?" You know, like, oh.
But how do you decide who gets to make the call?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a bit rough.
That was pretty rough. But this was my rule. And you know how we've got a use it or lose it. Use it! It's at the back of the ruck sort of thing. I would love a use it in the scrum. Like,
they do that sometimes.
Do they? Like, you can't just keep it there in the back of the scrum. No,
sometimes they say use it to the back. Use it.
I want it.
Do you want it faster?
I just want it in and out.
Right.
In and out. Okay. This is my dream scenario for scrums. Okay. They're just like in and out, like the Fijian team. If you
want rugby league scrums.
I don't want rugby league scrums. And they're a contest. You can push and do all that fun stuff, scrummage and all that sort of jazz. But any infringement at scrum time.
Yeah.
I know they've done a little bit, but all infringements at scrum time, any collapsing, any of that is a free kick.
Right.
Because I feel like most, like this is just my opinion. I know that South Africans would hate that and people love Wiggins, they get very, scrums. But in terms of like, I just don't like watching tons of reset scrums and like, it just, I find it boring personally.
I think scrums have gotten quicker and less reset in the last few years. I don't have any stats for it.
Okay.
I feel like they're getting better.
Okay. Well, yeah, personally, like, so what I would like to see is like, it's a short arm penalty, because all other areas of the game, if you're not staying on your feet, if you're entering in from, you know, not the hindmost foot, if you throw the ball forward or something like that, you've made a decision or you've made an actual error. Scrum penalties can be forced just because it can be
you're
forced.
Not as good.
You're not as good. You're not as strong. You're not as big. Mm. You're not as tough. You're the biggest. And like, so you just can't hold that force. So it's not, and you could be fucking sin binned on a warning.
Then for being shitty
just for not being quite good. You know, it might be great around that you're a mobile, loose head prop. Gets around the park really, really well, adds a lot on attack, but scrummaging, you're trying to survive. You're trying to keep your head above water, and then your team gets, you know, there's a bunch of infringements, offsides and shit, you've got nothing to do on, and then you just get folded by fucking...
get out of here.
You get folded by Oxenshea, and it's like 99.9999999% of the human population dies in the position I was just in. Okay.
I survived, but yes, I got folded.
Exactly.
Mm.
So it just doesn't, something about it doesn't sit right with me. I know that is a red rag to a bull with a lot of.
And yet you said it anyway.
It's my opinion. This is what we do.
Curly Aaron's going to look pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lovely try. I really like him.
His footwork's fucking amazing.
Really nice, really
nice. Last week against the Barbars, it was Colby. This week it was Aaron's.
I like think Aaron's doesn't. Should get more shine than he actually does. What's happened to my man Cannon? And how he looks like a big lumbering lock after I fucking gave so much cred. He's chucked
you
on a few
have, kegs. Yeah, he hasn't been selected just yet. They didn't play him against the Barbars and they didn't play him in this game. Maybe they could play him in the third game. Don't know. But yeah.
Who are the Box playing next week?
Italy again.
All right.
Go again.
Italy played well.
Did you like Pollard at 10, or do you want to see some more of that Sasha, sweet, sweet Sasha?
Oh, I like sweet, sweet Sasha.
Pollard's getting a bit of stick for not being able to kind of get the same go forward as Sasha does. But Sasha's like, it's like sexy Sasha.
Yeah.
And Sasha, boring.
Sasha is the...
Double World Cup winning Hondre.
Yeah, never missing a penalty in a World Cup final. Like, pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
The two of them, if I want one of them kicking for my life, it's definitely Pollard.
Mm.
If I want someone just kicking to get me, like, if I can Macca's a run.
Give Sasha a go.
Sasha's like the brand new shiny toy, and boy is he shiny. Like, he's electric. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like one of that he's elite, like
the wee halfback did alright, Van der Berg.
Yeah.
Did he back two tries? One, a couple of snipes, right?
He made a couple of errors very early on. It looked a little bit, he looks big.
He's chunky, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got a big old block head. And I was like, he looks like Lego Man. but he seems like a good egg. And like, he got a good opportunistic try the first one. Just defenders asleep, took his opportunity.
Yeah,
good halfback. Yeah. Is he... do you think he's up there to...
This thing is only like his third cap or something, and this is the first cap he's played where it's not been pissing down raining, so it was good to see him actually. Nice. He's one of Rian's team. He's a Lions guy. So
Rian.
He's got a chance to, you know, do his thing a little bit more than maybe Rian, he has in the past.
I made a video. You should make a fucking...
He sure hasn't made a video. Really, the Maru got to 99 caps, so he will surely start the next one, get his 100.
New Zealand, South Africans, Dane Coles. Yeah, everyone needs an arsehole. He's very good. I mean that seriously. Like, he's a niggler. Right. He's a lippy bastard. Like, he gets on the wick of other people. Sexton was a bit that way as well. Dane Coles was our lippy bastard. And, yeah, Willy LaRue, he's like...
He's got a bit of lip.
He's got a bit of lip. He's a bit of a niggly bastard.
Do you think South Africa put them to the sword in the next one? For me, 42-24 is still...
I think that is, yeah. There was a couple of moments in the second half, you're like, if they get one more here.
Yeah, it got to like two scores. So you're like, one more score, but they didn't get any more points.
Yeah, and that looks kind of interesting. But they didn't go away. They outscored. They won the second half.
Yeah.
The old moral second half victory.
Yeah.
But I think that the box fucking dust them up. And I think they will take that maul defense.
You reckon they'll just maul the shit out of them?
Yeah, I think
you'll see some ball tries coming.
I feel
coming.
Like they'll take that very, very personally. That will be like in the team review.
I feel like you might be right.
You are a disgrace to your family. And for all those people who think I'm giving South Africa a lot of shit, I've got a very fucking, in the works, I've talked to you about it, a South Africa video that South Africans will like.
There you go.
Which I have hated writing, but they will like it.
Tantalizing.
Just a little teaser. Will I ever make it? Hopefully.
What other games did you watch?
I watched the Lions and
the Waratahs.
The Waratahs, and I watched Fiji and Australia.
Which one do you want to go with?
Fiji. Oh no, there's good Lions in.
Lions, Waratahs was closer than expected. They pumped the Force by 50. They pumped the Reds by 50.
Yeah, it was
better. They go into the Tars, who were a worse team than the Reds, and they didn't pump them by 50.
Yeah, at the breakdown, freaking...
Charlie Gamble. Holy shit.
Mario's Māori cousin.
What a fucking moustache on that guy.
Well, I don't know. I'm just assuming he's Māori.
Yes, he's a Kiwi.
Okay, he's so good. He was... Yeah. Outrageous at the breakdown.
I think he won like four turnovers.
I don't remember him at all from the Super Rugby season.
I feel like he spent a fair bit of the season injured, but he's very, very... He's always been tackle machine, turnover merchant. It's just,
do they find a spot for him through Harry Wilson? I like Harry Wilson.
I don't know if he's eligible yet. I know he's... Oh, really? If he qualifies, it's definitely residency.
Oh, really? So he's Kiwi-Kiwi?
Yeah.
All right. He looks like he's from Northland or something like that.
He probably is. Probably up in Pai here.
It's probably from Karma. He was outrageous. Okay, so but we don't know if he's actually qualified or not.
I think the Aussies have got McCrite and Zana already.
And also Langy Gleeson as well. Mm-hmm. Langy Gleeson off the bench. Langy Gleeson's quality. He is really quality. But yeah, Gamble made a real pest of himself. And I just love it when you don't hear much about a player, but the first time they get a chance to have a league competition, it brings something out of a player. Mm. And he seemed like a guy who's built for the big, bright lights.
Mm.
Why isn't he playing over here? Who knows? But we've got a glut of bloody number Lewis sevens. Forwards,
this is true.
So, yeah, we probably... You can have them.
21-10, so not real emphatic. But the Waratahs, they were good at home all season.
Fiji
and
scored some
really terrible on the road.
Scored a screamer of a try.
You were moving on to Fiji.
Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I had a massive brain fart. I was like, 21-10, I thought it was tighter than that. What was this? The Tars did score a good try, didn't they?
Yes, that was Lancaster from like the kick return.
Yeah. It felt like an uneasy sort of
wasn't comfortable,
restless performance. Not a lot of cohesion, it felt like. I don't know if those players...
Remember Hugh Jones looked good?
Mm. I'm
trying to remember this game at this point. I remember Doohan came on from the bench in like the number 20 jersey because he wasn't supposed to be playing because Pollock was like a late scratching.
Tui Polotu was playing, wasn't he?
Tupo got fucking penalised like buggery at the scrum. That was that was the game for him to like put his hand up for the Wallabies, and he just fucking kept getting penalties.
Yeah, he was. I don't think he's there.
Don't think he makes it.
No, I don't think he. I think he's a bit of a. It'd be great, like if he was firing on all cylinders, but he's just not there. I think. Yeah. I think it'd be unfair on the other props and unfair on Tupou if they actually put him in right now.
The other Wallaby I think was Callaway. He was released for the game. Most of the Wallabies, like Gleeson and from the Waratahs, didn't get released, but they only released the two.
Yeah.
Tupou and Callaway, I guess that shows where they're in the pecking order at the moment.
Yeah. But it was an entertaining game. I thought the Waratahs didn't disgrace themselves. Mm. It was feeling like...
I think the Lions needed a game like that, a bit of more of an arm wrestle one instead of just a 50-point drubbing.
Which is actually really shitty as a neutral as well to watch.
Mm.
You know, like, you want to watch... something kind of a little bit more competitive, obviously.
Yeah, and this game had that.
What's the next game? Who are they playing next?
The Brumbies.
Who's been released for that?
I think the teams are up, but I've been in Paihia, so I haven't seen shit.
All right, okay. Yeah, Paihia, they don't have the internet. It's very far north. Did you go to the birthplace of our great nation?
No.
It's there.
I've been there before.
All right.
My in-laws don't give a shit.
Would you like to see where the Treaty of Waitangi was signed?
The what?
yeah. Fair enough.
If it was free, I would have gone.
Yeah, right.
But
Treaty Grounds. Yeah, what was the fee? I've never actually paid to get in.
I think it's $30 if you're a citizen and $60 if you're not.
Right. No, so I've always just gone to events that are at the grounds. Yeah.
I would have been looking at several $100s. Not worth it.
Jeepers creepers.
My kids has played at the beach and they loved it.
Yeah, nice.
And my in-laws are from inland in China, so
they were like pretty happy with the water.
Beach is good.
Very good. Get on the water? You went to the Hola Rock.
So we did the boating thing, saw some dolphins and stuff.
Oh, nice.
It was a fucking beautiful day on Monday, so.
Tickety-boo.
It was perfect.
Nice. Monday's yesterday.
Yes, that's when we went on the boat.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, like, it's better you say Monday because people are not watching this on Tuesday when we're recording this.
That's right.
We usually record this on Monday.
Yes.
Today is Tuesday.
That's right.
He came
home. We're usually a day behind all the other rugby podcasts. Now we're 2 days behind.
It gets better. 2 cents gets distracted.
A late rugby podcast. But yes.
Your midweek rugby podcast.
The other game you watched was Fiji, Australia.
Yes.
I feel like the Aussies probably didn't make the most of the first half.
No, they were up 14-0.
14-0, looking not comfortable, but looking like the more dominant team.
Yeah, and then the Fijians went off.
They let in a wee screamer at the end of the first half. Selesi Rayasi, in his international debut, scores a nice one. And then
that was lovely.
Then that man fucking Wainingolo in the second half. Oh, my giddy aunt.
Jesus. I was talking about how the All Blacks and the French play a magical brand of rugby. I take Fiji. That back. Fiji.
Everybody loves Fiji.
Fiji is just so stunning to watch.
I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say, like, you know who I just don't want to watch? I just don't want to watch fucking Fiji play.
Exactly.
I can't stand watching Fiji.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone loves watching Fiji.
Give me Georgia any day of the week.
Yeah.
Give me some of that Georgian beef. Can't stand that Fijian flyers running around. Game isn't meant to be that quick. God. Then the
they're
skills.
So dangerous.
And then I just love it sometimes when you just go.
Like that Wainingolo try was from bullshit. Like they fucked up at their own 22.
And then he just goes.
He was just like, well, loose ball. Don't know what's going on. How about I just fucking beat like three tacklers and run it like 80 meters.
I always love those moments and the free-flowing and the free-flowing attacking play they have a lot is on counter-attack, and it goes to a player, and you know, you have no idea which fucking player it is because they're all tall, massive, fucking athletic bastards, and you're like, oh, he's quick. Oh, what a fucking pass. And then you see him get up, and it's like, fucking four?
Yeah, like, that's the lock.
He's the lock.
Yeah.
What on earth?
Like, I used to have that sometimes when I would be like doing research on the – like I'd be looking at the team in that lineups, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, who's that guy again? I'll look up their profile. Like, oh, okay, he's playing over in France.
Yeah.
And then, like, Fiji is the only time where I'll be looking up, like, a player profile.
Yeah.
That'd be like, he's a prop, and yet he's played fucking international sevens or some shit. Like, they're the only guys. Everyone else, there's a clear definition between, like, at best, you're a loose forward who plays sevens. Yeah. But Fiji locks, props. Heaps of them have got a background in sevens.
Yeah. I've told the story about me playing touch with some Fijians a couple of times, so I won't tell the story again, but just so people know, because probably haven't heard I won't tell the story, but the way they play touch over there in New Zealand and where maybe most places where you play touch, it's a bastardized version of league.
It's like sets.
You get six touches and it's a handover. Over there, they play one touch. So you've just got to, you don't want to get touched because you have to hand it over. So you think, I was like, fuck, this is going to be stupid. We're just going to hand it back to them.
So it's just offload.
They've just got to fling it and they've just got to find a way.
They've been doing that since they could run and catch and pass.
Yeah.
As a little fella.
You just got to throw it and you've got to be able to catch. You've got to be able to take crazy balls.
That's like the muscle memory that you've been building your entire life.
And it kind of, once you know that, you're like, oh.
Makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
They could have won that game very easily.
Very easily.
They were in front with minutes to go.
Yeah, it was a late try.
Late try to Wilson.
Yeah. The only good thing is that the Aussies had to overcome a little bit of
adversity
and get over it. And I think that's probably what you could say for all these games. Like, there was definitely a trend over the weekend that the underdogs, although none of them won, they all did way better than we expected.
Mm.
But which is really, really great, a great thing to see as a neutral.
Mm.
Not so great when you're watching your own team.
Yeah.
But like the guy I was watching the footy with in the weekend, he was like, well, just at the end of the All Blacks game, he was like, oh, that's great for us. You know, that's so good. Like the fact we had a real test match.
Mm.
Like we had to really, really dig deep. We had to find something. We got put in a tense spot. Like those are the sort of games that you want to show you can win when your back's up against the wall. Because if the All Blacks lost that game, sorry, I'm fucking going back to the. But the All Blacks, and the All Blacks, all the Australians lost that game.
Mm.
The press is fucking
crucifying.
We're talking about Armageddon. Yeah. Right? And Australia probably got more pressure on them. They'll be like, this is, you know, how the fuck are we going to host a fucking Lions team if right now?
We can't beat Fiji.
We are fucked. This is going to be this is going to be a national disgrace.
Yep.
These guys are appalling. The great sides of freaking George Green or Gregan, Liner, Campese, Phil Kearns. They'll be fucking, you know, we're a disgrace to those players, the great Eels and yada, yada, yada. And then we're just like, we can't beat a C team. We are certainly not. This is not at all. That's not an All Black team. You know? So it's.
I've pretty already dire seen some of that. Like, oh, the All Blacks have just, you know, they've lost their place at the top of world rugby. I've seen.
Yeah.
Wallabies have got fucking. If they can scrape past Fiji, they got no chance. But
do you think
first game?
Do you think that the players, like they say, oh, don't pay attention to the media, yada yada yada. But do you think they feel that you can definitely see it sometimes when the All Blacks have collapsed in the past, that the weight of it, you see the panic in the face,
and
the whites of the eyes and stuff like that. Do you think they feel it? They'll go, fuck, we could fucking lose to the C team, or the Aussies are just going, what, fuck, this is meant to be a warm up.
Yeah.
This is meant to be. Like we need Australia to get behind us now. Like, do you think they
absolutely feel it?
They're going to be feeling that panic in the moment.
For sure.
So if they're able to feel that panic or be aware of the severity of the situation and rise above still, then that's probably a good thing.
And they'll go into the Lions tests as the underdogs, so they won't have that pressure on them. They'll be in the opposite situation. Like Fiji would go into that game as wanting to prove, like, we're not just a fucking warm-up team.
Yeah.
This is a fucking test match for us. We want to hunt down, like, a top six spot in the world.
Lions don't often win test series. They won 97. They lost. They won 97. They lost 2000. What was the one after the 97? 2001? Was
2001. It? They lost 2005.
They lost 2005. They lost 2009. They lost 2013.
They won 2013.
They drew 2017. They lost 2019.
2021.
So two out of the last 20 years.
Yeah. I remember when they went into, was it the one against us, I think, in 2017 where they were like, or was it the one before that? Where they were like, the Lions is almost irrelevant because they keep fucking losing.
Yeah.
I remember that discussion's been about before. Whereas if maybe it was the one before, maybe it was 2017, where it's like, oh man, if the All Blacks just pumped them like we did in 2005, then the
Marlins. They come out for one in 2013, though.
Mm, maybe that's true.
So, and that was the last one they won.
Mm.
Like a test series that they actually won.
Yeah.
And they were bloody lucky to draw a series in New Zealand. Very strange call at the end of the game. Does that sound better?
A little bit.
Was it a strange call?
There are other games.
Fuck me, dude.
Argentina.
I finished both my beers.
Played England. He must like the Hawke's Bay beer, Jimmy, because he demolished them. Argentina were pretty red-hot favourites because they beat the Lions.
So people were like, well, they're obviously...
Now they're playing England's team without their Lions, so they should be able to beat them, but they lost 35-12.
It's a funny game, isn't it? It's a...
George Ford in his 100th game, bit of a masterclass, kicking the shit out of the ball.
I have not even watched the highlights of this game.
Kicked a drop goal.
I heard he played very well.
Very well. He feels like one of those guys that maybe didn't quite get the plaudits. Like, he always seems to be Mr. Consistent.
He likes playing against Argentina.
England's record against Argentina is fucking amazing.
The game which I remember from him is the 2023 World Cup.
When they got a red card real early.
Red card real early, and he
George
just said,
like, fuck you.
We'll just fucking, we'll take crazy fucking drop kicks from everywhere at every opportunity, and he just dropped.
I said that in the match review, like, there's not that many guys around world rugby these days where you're like, hey, this guy, if he was going to kick a drop goal, like, he probably put the mortgage on that guy. Like, he's got it in the bank regularly.
He's a sharpshooter, right? Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah, no, Argentina didn't really fire that many shots in that game. They were very disappointing. They are just so inconsistent.
They like being the underdogs, eh?
Yeah. They're not good as the favourites at all.
No. Any time they've beaten us, they get fucking towed up the next week.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think even last year, their record was like, because remember they beat all of us, South Africans, us. Were they South Africans? They did, didn't they? They beat everyone on the calendar year. Recently they've beat the Lions, they beat us. But it was just every week was just like up and out, up and out, up and down. Because they beat us and then they got towed by us. And then they were supposed to be big favourites against the Wallabies and the Wallabies upset them.
Yeah.
And
then the next week, there's a cultural thing there. They just sort of ride the high and then have a crash.
Yeah. It's bizarre. But they were very, like, they tackled at 79%, which is shit. Like England were at 90%.
Is it something stupid enough to think that they party too hard when they win a game and then they believe their own hype that they're world beaters? And then they, you know, they get a little bit egotistical and then go out there and then they just need to be humble. They need to be humble to play well. Fuck me.
Don't know. There's got to be something in that, but they are very inconsistent. Yeah. Very odd. Wales played.
I'm so sorry to laugh,
Wales. Oh, but Jesus
Christ.
Wales were up 19-7.
You couldn't write it.
19-7.
The last game they won was against Australia in 2023.
I think is it 18 now? I think it's 18.
In a row. And that was like, okay, well, hopefully. And like, it's not.
They are now number 14 in the world.
Wow.
They are one spot above America.
Wow.
They've just been passed by Samoa and by Japan.
Holy shit. And they deservedly.
And this is a Japanese team.
And this is a team that was number one.
And I was like, I don't know half of these guys.
They were number one in the world not too long ago.
Like, yeah, in the scheme of things, not that long ago.
Yeah. How fucked up.
In the second half, because you haven't watched today, they basically didn't fire a shot. It was...
I heard that they was played in the heat.
Yeah, I think.
And they deliberately did it so they would be gassed.
It was an afternoon game. And in the second half, they were terrible. They did not fire a shot in the
Wales,
second half.
Such a proud rugby nation. 18 in a row. That's just so shit. And you can't say, look, well, they didn't have their lines. They didn't have Jack Morgan.
Or Thomas Williams.
Well, Thomas Williams is injured.
I know, but he might not have been injured if he'd gone to Japan.
We are clutching at them straws. Fuck.
Yeah.
So bad.
It's pretty bad. Gee. They got Japan again this week, though, so maybe... 19th time's the charm.
I bet Eddie Jones loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fucking 19. Oh, gosh. You're a betting man. What would you put it? Whose money? What would you put it on?
I made some money off that game.
Yeah, so you put it on the
Japanese? I gave Japan like a 9-point head start. I was like, I don't think Wales are winning that game by 10 points.
No.
And I was correct.
No, yeah, you're definitely correct. They weren't winning it by 1 point.
No.
Yeah. It's sad. It just feels kind of sad.
The one team who, like, met their expectations and maybe exceeded them as the favourite was Ireland.
I didn't watch this game.
They either. Had, like, they're without fucking heaps of Lions.
Yeah.
And they went to Georgia, who's a team who always lifts when they play the Six Nations teams. They're at home. They had, as far as I'm aware, most of their big gun players.
It's not the British, Irish, and Georgian Lions.
They got beaten 34-5. Like, the fucking Irish...
Towed them up.
Yeah, really well. Like, a bunch of fringe guys who've had the odd cap, a bunch of youngsters who are uncapped, no coach.
Where was the game played?
In Tbilisi.
Wow.
In the fucking pissing rain.
Whoa.
They fucking smashed them. They scored, like, within... How many seconds was it? It was seconds.
The old Tbilisi. Oh. Yeah, so, it was never... It was never... And you thought that could be a banana peel, sort of...
You'd I mean, maybe. Ireland, you still think Ireland are the favourites. They were like, I don't know how many point favourites, 15 or something.
But you could imagine, like, if it was a famous victory to Georgia, it would be a famous victory that would always have an asterisk.
Yeah, because, like, oh, it was the Lions tour year. Yeah, they were without half their team, without their coach.
Yeah.
But nah. Ireland was just Ireland. Like, nope, we're good not work. Having any of this bullshit. Tommy O'Brien, on his debut, 2 tries, could have had 3.
What is going on with Wales, though? Fucking, like, you need to have whatever Ireland's drinking. You really do.
Mm.
Jesus, fucking.
It was another game.
Holy fuck me, dude. Or Maldives versus...
Maldives All Blacks against Scotland.
Yeah.
The Maldives All Blacks were pretty heavy favourites for that one.
And the Scots got up, didn't
Scots
they?
Scots got up 29-26. Well, Scots without a few... Without as... Like, the Scots have probably not had a Lions contingent that big in a while.
I felt like I watched a lot of rugby this weekend.
Yeah.
There was a lot on. How many of those... What games did you miss? The only one
I watched them all. I didn't do a preview review on Maori All Blacks Scotland.
You bastard.
I know.
Who was the who was the standouts in that game?
Now, can I remember that game? I know
it's just too much.
George Horn looked pretty good, the halfback.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Hastings was running the show.
Uh-huh.
Can't the remember that much more.
Okay. All right, cool.
But I know Scotland were good value. I missed the end because the Wales game started as the overlap.
Shit, there's some serious international rugby going on. But it all kind of feels like it's with a caveat.
So yeah, much.
You know, yeah, like,
France B, Italy B, England no Lions, Australia prepping for the Lions, Ireland no Lions, Wales no Jack Morgan. Still no head coach.
Oh, God, it's tragic. It really is. I feel for them. Oh, well, what can you say?
There's more games this weekend.
Yes, the rugby don't stop.
Wales can bounce up against Japan. They got a second bite at the cherry against the cherry blossoms.
I hope they do it, but I feel like they probably won't.
We've got the French at Wellington.
I hope we do it, and I feel like we will.
Okay. But the Italians have got the box again.
I feel like that could be a game you could pinpoint as a pumping.
Okay. Ireland have got Portugal.
I think the Irish will, judging on how they went against Georgia, so a similar kind of team, like on the up one end.
Very similar position, yeah. But not quite as strong as Georgia.
If this Ireland B drinks their own Kool-Aid and gets up their ass this week, the Portuguese got a chance, but... In saying that, I thought that I would think that Georgia would have done better than they would.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised with anything there.
Yeah,
I think Ireland will do it nicely, though.
I think so, too. Argentina have got a second crack at England.
That's the game that Argentina are just so fucking
They should win because they just got beaten.
Yeah, that's I'm trying to follow the formula, but then you're trying to predict what they will do.
Then that's fucking hard.
Yeah. It's a 50-50.
Scotland have got a very, very, very important game over in Fiji.
Why is that important?
Just because...
Rankings?
World rankings-wise. Oh,
they're going to go down a row?
Scotland are 7th. If Argentina lose and Scotland can get up over Fiji, they go into 6th, which is top seed at the World Cup.
So they can get themselves out of a fucking death
pool. No Ireland, no Springboks, no All Blacks. You can avoid all those motherfuckers.
Wow, because they always...
Because, like, Scottish at the last fucking World Cup, Ireland and South Africa, what the fuck?
Yeah, though, and that was one of the best Scottish team.
Yeah.
Scottish team going to a World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were. It was nervy for the... I'm sure the South Africans and the Irish didn't enjoy having the Scots in their pool.
No.
Like,
That's bullshit.
Yeah, piss off. Yeah. But I guess they were the seventh seed, so.
That's it. So
Have they fixed it though, haven't they?
Yeah, there's more teams in the next World Cup. Hong Kong just qualified. Hong Kong just qualified for the World Cup.
Can't wait to see the Hong Kong Tiger Blooms. Is that what they're called?
They've got a dragon on the logo. Not a Welsh dragon, a Chinese dragon.
I will give you $100 right now. I don't have $100. I'll give you $100 if you can name three Hong Kong players.
I can't do it.
Past or present?
Nope.
You would definitely do it if you could, as well.
I have done at least one video in my time Hong Kong match. It was like a repechage World Cup qualifier.
Yeah.
And Hong Kong lost.
Damn it. You like money.
I have the magnet.
You like money. You can't do it. Can't think through the... Just give it a crack. Think through the recesses of your mind.
Can't do it.
Not there.
I actually saw the lineup of the team that was going to play Korea at the weekend, but I can't remember any of the names. I know that not a single one of the name was like a Cantonese name. They're all like English and island names.
Oh, right. Like Frank Spencer.
Something like that. But I mean, Hong Kong's a diverse place. There's lots of people from all over the shop in Hong Kong.
Yes. Like our man, shout out to Rugby Itch.
Yeah, he's from Hong Kong.
He's closed his channel. Yeah.
Why?
You got a shout out in his
his goodbye video.
Yeah, no, he didn't do a goodbye, he just did a goodbye post.
Oh.
He just said just after he put off his how many subscribers he had and how many views.
It didn't get suggested to me.
It was just a community post, and then it just said. Just decided to just come to it. I really enjoy doing it. It's just a nice post. And he said, I've had this many views and not good, really healthy number of views, healthy number of subscribers. And he thanked myself, you, and the Kiwi Lads. I think you were tagged.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I don't know.
And then I wrote, Kiwi Lads, he was probably busy streaming. And I said, oh, good on you, Tim. It's a great channel.
He's a good guy.
And he said he loved the podcast. Okay, yeah.
Is he going to still do the podcast with...
I presume not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad news.
I think they had already stopped that, by the way.
Oh.
The rugby recap.
That's the one.
Yeah. Good on you, Tim. Legend. Another one bites the dust. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, but Tim was a good guy. He's not dead. He's still very much alive, but he's from Hong Kong.
The British and Irish Lions... They got the Brumbies, and then they got that Australia New Zealand invitational team.
A bit of Shooter Stevens, a bit of Hoskins Tutu, a little bit of David Havili in there.
Yeah, it's quite a few good players. A few
pissed off players and some Australians.
That feels like that could be one of the better pre-test games.
It's a
bit of a Barbaz team. Barbaz.
Don't like the strip. It looks too Aussie.
It's terrible.
It looks way too Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a fan of the strip at all, to be fair.
But they've not got a good name either.
What are they called?
Like the AUNZ Invitational 15 or some shit. Like some mouthful.
Oh, really? We should be called like the...
Someone marketing could have come up with a much better, catchier name. And then they could have sold pretty cool jerseys.
Australia New Zealand Penetrators. Or the Australia and New Zealand Reach Arounds. Australia and New Zealand.
Anything else on at the weekend?
I was trying. All I could think was Backdoor Bandits. I just need something better than that. I need to not be so mature. I really do.
I think that's it.
What? That's it?
Yeah.
Rugby.
I felt a bit bad today because my dad came round.
You should feel bad.
And he wanted to do a video reacting to Tuba Vai's selection at number 6. Because he played on the flank and dad wasn't happy and all this stuff. But I was just, I had so many videos to do. I was like, I don't have time, Dad.
Oh, you're a bastard. You didn't give Gazza.
I know.
It would have been a 12 out of 20 video.
It would have.
Yeah. That's not an insult. It's just a catchphrase.
That's
it. Does he know it's a catchphrase?
Probably not.
You reckon?
I don't think he watches the live streams. But yeah.
Give your dad... He was irritated about it, was he?
I think so.
I didn't know if he had a very... didn't have strong... I was kind of happy. I like it. Bit of a tall timber at 6 sometimes.
Yeah, I thought he did all right.
Tuba Vai...
See, Scotty Barrett's injured.
By the way...
He's out for the series, I think.
We didn't actually talk about Hovland. Played very well. He really dominated.
Fabian Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a Hovland.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
I love it how his name's Fabian Holland. And he's from Holland.
It's like Tony New Zealand.
Is there like an Irish player named like Jimmy Ireland?
Yeah.
A French player like Antoine France?
Probably.
Have you ever thought about the fact that...
Holland, he played well though, didn't he? Dominated the air,
did
well.
Big guy.
Yeah, did well. I think he was the best on debut.
Someone told me Thierry Henry wouldn't be as highly regarded if he was an Englishman because his name would just be Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry.
It doesn't sound as sexy as Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry.
Thierry Henry. He's a good footballer.
I like the name Henry. It's a good name. Thierry's a good name. Solid. I know a good Thierry and I know a good Henry.
I have an aunt, Thierry.
All right, old Tez.
And an aunt, Tony.
Oh, the tea dizzle.
And an aunt, Leslie.
Oh, Les.
All dudes' names.
Yeah.
Well.
Leslie.
50-50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Granddad wanted a boy.
Tony with an I is generally the way that it's a feminine
that's
spelling.
That's how my aunt is named.
Tony with an I.
Tony with an I.
It's weird when you got one of those names that it's the spelling that dictates whether it's male or female, because you don't spell it out every time you say it.
Not like Erin.
Yeah, you just think that's a chick's name straight up
and down. Straight up and down.
You want me to call him?
No, it's all good. All
right.
I think we should wrap it up. Oh, Aaron 11.
Oh, Aaron. Aaron 11. Thank you very much for watching. Go watch my video about British and Irish lions. Subscribe. Subscribe to you.
You're like when I started doing the China videos. You're like, go watch that shit. Go watch that shit.
Yeah, I know, but I don't make videos anymore. Well, I do.
No, you do.
I'm a content creator. I've got the time. I've got nothing but time. Good on you, Mark. You're a flippin' legend.
So many games.
Not enough time, but we've got enough beers, I'll tell you that much.
We've got a lot of beers. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. You're a legend champ. All right. Hide it out.